The one being is like the creation of the universe deep. Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you for joining me once again. I, as always, am Dustin, bringing you the nerd news headlines on Comic Talk Headlines right here on Comic Talk today. We've got a little bit of housekeeping to touch on. All right, so housekeeping real quick, nerds, before we get into the proper news. This is going to be the only episode this week. Two reasons why, and if it had it only been one of these two things, maybe we could have made the second episode work, but because it is both of these two things, it's not happening. So just gonna have to do the news once this week, because we have F9 this weekend. So as you're watching this, I'm probably watching F9 for the review over on the Big Show. And then this weekend, I have a family reunion that I am driving to the next state over to do. So that family reunion potentially will be the last one I am able to attend for quite some time. So because of that, I decided it was worth it to try and make this happen. Either way, one episode of the Nerd News this week. Next week, we will be back to our regularly scheduled news and hopefully streams and or reaction videos on the YouTube channel. Streams on the Twitch or reaction videos on the YouTube channel. I don't think I'll be able to pull out both of those, but probably one of those. This new work day job work schedule is a little rough, not gonna lie. Anyway, all of that is the housekeeping. So let's jump into news. So TV streaming is kind of piddly by comparison to how large it normally is. I think this is due at least in part to the fact that everything that we usually talk about has no real announcements because everything's filming. Walking Dead is filming. Boba Fett is, I believe, close to finishing season one, the Book of Boba Fett. There's not a whole lot going on, but we do have a couple of things. Also, structure for this is going to change a little bit slightly as well. We are adding noteworthy trailers, so we'll get to that. First, though, we do have a follow-up on The Boys. This is more casting for season three. Sean Patrick Flannery, Nick Wechsler, Miles Gaston Villanueva all have been cast for season three of The Boys. Now, interesting thing here, only one of these three actors is playing an actual character from the books, and that is Sean Patrick Flannery. And actually, the character that Flannery is going to be playing has kind of technically already been in The Boys, just played by a different actor. So strange, but it was only a single episode, and I'm pretty sure it was kind of a passing reference to Gunpowder. It's the name of the character. The name of the hero, quote-unquote hero, I guess. So he will be played by Sean Patrick Flannery going forward. The other two characters, Villanueva will be playing Supersonic, and Wechsler will be playing Blue Hawk, both of which have been made up strictly for the TV show. So again, just a real quick follow-up on casting. Season 3 is currently filming, so we are not super far away from getting its release on Amazon Prime, but we are not there yet, so we're moving on. Trailers is next. We do have a new trailer for season three of Titans. Wow, that's it looks like season three is just going to keep going crazy, which is great. August 12th is when that will start coming out. It'll be 3 episodes on 12th, and then it'll be 1 episode a week until October 21st. So, yes, please, and thank you. And then the other trailer of note that just came out this morning, as I'm filming this, is the American Horror Stories trailer, which, again, just to keep you up, American Horror Stories is the anthology version of the American Horror Story franchise. So each episode will stand on its own, effectively. And it is going to be directly to Hulu. It's called FX on Hulu, which means they're just releasing it straight to Hulu, even though it's technically an FX property. And July 15th will be the first episode for that. And that is all we have for the TV streaming section, nerds. So let's get into movies. We have a couple of big ones. We do have a couple of follow-ups as well, and we're also going to add a trailer section here. So follow-ups first, we have Transformers. The subtitle for the movie has been released, Rise of the Beasts. Release date is still June 24th of 22. And then we have Snow White. We have casting for the main character, in the titular character, obviously, in the live action version of the movie, and that is Rachel Zegler, cast as Snow White. So that, I mean, we're not going to get into the politics involved there, but it is an announcement. It is news. We must talk about it. I'm not going to talk about the social political things that are going on around this announcement. We're just going to move right along. And with that, we're talking trailers. First is, and probably most noteworthy here, is the Suicide Squad trailer released from DC, Warner Brothers, and the Discovery thing that is that new entity. And then Snake Eyes released a new trailer, and Scooby-Doo Straight Out of Nowhere released a trailer. Now, that one kind of, we have to give a little bit more lip service than just saying, hey, go check out the trailer, because Scooby-Doo, there's a million different iterations. This is the cast that has Matthew Lillard still voicing Shaggy, so it's pretty much all of the returning voice actors are doing the voices for this show. But it's also noteworthy because if you catch that subtitle, Straight Out of Nowhere, it is a reference to a place, a fictional place from the Cartoon Network universe of cartoons, where Courage the Cowardly Dog lives. So this is going to be, in fact, a crossover movie between Scooby and the gang, so all of the gang presumably will be there, and Courage, I can't remember Courage's owner's names, but they're going to be there too. It just looks so bizarre. If you've never watched Courage the Cowardly Dog, you're only a Scooby-Doo fan, this might be right up your alley just because of the nature of Courage the Cowardly Dog. Lots of supernatural and ghostly things involved with that series as well. So, yeah. Sounds pretty awesome. That's what we have for trailers. Let's talk about news. This is a huge one. Mortal Kombat, another animated movie, is coming out in little over a month. Battle of the Realms is going to be the subtitle, whereas the last one was Scorpion's Revenge, which was a little bit of a misnomer. Battle of the Realms seems to be, it is going to be the continuation of the story that was told in the first movie, but I really would be surprised if they focus again on Scorpion in any major way. There has been some casting that is noteworthy, so I'm gonna touch on this. I know I don't generally go through the entire cast list, and we probably won't do that here, but we are gonna go through some noteworthy character additions at the very least. So Joel McHale and Jennifer Carpenter will be back as Johnny Cage and Sonya Blade. A bunch of other returning names, Jordan Rodriguez, Patrick Seitz, Art Butler, so on and so forth, Robert Atkin Downs. The characters, though, that these guys are going to be voicing, we have Liu Kang, obviously. Patrick Seitz, obviously, is going to be Scorpion. Scorpion Hanzo. But Art Butler is going to voice Cyrax, so we're going to be getting Cyrax and Sektor. Sektor is also listed. He's just not voiced by Art Butler. Robin Atkin Downs is going to be Shinnok and Ryko. Very interesting. Raiden and Kintaro and Sektor are going to be voiced by Dave B. Mitchell. So Sektor, see, I told you. Jax and the One Being are going to be voiced by Ike Amadi. The One Being? How much lore are they going to cover in this? Wow, the One Being? That's amazing. Gray Griffin will be Katana, Satoshi Hisashi, and Molina. I don't know who Satoshi Hisashi is. Hanzo's wife, I would presume. And then Fred Tatasquare, maybe, will be voicing Shao Kahn. So there have been some new additions. Matthew Mercer, who previously has done voices for Mortal Kombat related things, will be the voice of, once again, Striker and Smoke. Thank you very much. Bernardo Di Margula. Bayardo, I apologize, will be Sub-Zero Kuai Liang. Matt Yang King will be Kung Lao. Paul Nakauchi will be the Lin Kuei Grandmaster. Again, lots of lore implied in just this casting announcement. Emily O'Brien will be Jade, and Deborah Wilson will be Devora. Yes, probably not that Deborah Wilson. Probably just another lucky voice actor, I guess you could say. So yeah, a lot of implied lore here. The One Being is getting a voice. That is the part that's really blowing my mind, because not to get too deep into Mortal Kombat lore, because, you know, my preferred fandom, but still, the One Being is like the creation of the universe deep in Mortal Kombat lore. Like, legitimately, that is where the One Being comes from. So they're just going to be Kamidogu. Are they going to do the Kamidogus like daggers, or are they going to do more along the lines of the Deception storyline, where they're parts of an amulet, and that amulet gets put together, and that's what gives Shinnok the power, and so on. So just a lot of speculation. Super excited about August. August 31st, I apologize, is the release date for this movie. It will be straight to video once again. So video and video on demand, both on the same day. Once again, August 31st. Moving right along, because otherwise we're just going to spend way too much time talking about Mortal Kombat. We do have a really interesting piece that has to do with Netflix. Now, technically, this probably should have gone into streaming, just to kind of beef up the streaming section, but it really has more to do with movies than streaming in a series kind of way. So Amblin, Amblin Partners is the name of the production company now. It used to be Amblin Productions, or Amblin Entertainment is the old name. Now it's Amblin Partners, which is the company that Steven Spielberg owns. Just signed a deal with Netflix that's going to include multiple movie releases from Amblin on Netflix over the next few years. Multiple movie releases per year over the next... beyond that, it's speculation as to how long it's going to last and so on and so forth. But this is very noteworthy because Spielberg has kind of, in the past, made some disparaging remarks about specifically Netflix, but really more generally talking about the demise of cinema because of streaming platforms. And now he is enabling a streaming platform. Now, it just came out, this news broke a couple of days ago, and it just came out this morning before I filmed today, that it's not very likely now, because we don't know the exact details of the contract that they have struck up. A contract does exist, so that part is legitimate, but it is not super likely that any of the higher profile movies that Amblin is going to be creating over the next few years will be the movies that get selected to be released on Netflix. And also very unlikely is anything that Steven Spielberg himself does will very likely not be released directly to Netflix. It will get a theatrical release and then presumably eventually will be released on Netflix as well. So it's not as gigantic as maybe it could have been, but this is still a sign of the times kind of thing. So I don't know. Take it for what it is. It is what it is, and we're moving on. Next, we're talking about Black Adam. This one is noteworthy. This technically is a follow-up, but it's kind of a little too noteworthy to just be a follow-up. Pierce Brosnan recently revealed that his costume as Dr. Fate is going to be motion capture, meaning CG. Did we not learn our lesson last time? Like the last two times, technically, because Wonder Woman, the first Wonder Woman movie, the reason, one of the large reasons anyway, that the third act really falls apart has to do with the fact that there's a crazy over-reliance on CG. And then very large part of why Green Lantern got so critically panned is because of their over-reliance on CG. Granted, there was also story issues and acting issues and so on and so forth in the Green Lantern. But like, wow, this is kind of a thing that you shouldn't be doing yet. Unless you're creating a character that is largely CG because he's King Shark or something along those lines, this just seems like somebody's going to be shooting themselves in the foot. But I don't know, maybe that's just me. That's all we've really got for that. We're going to move to our next one, and that is Scoob, the animated Scooby-Doo series, or the animated Scooby-Doo movie, the 3D animated movie that came out previously called Scoob, in 2000, it was early into the Covey. It was pretty good, but it wasn't the greatest Scooby movie I've ever seen. It did apparently well enough, though, that it is getting a sequel. The entire cast, as far as I know... Oh, no. Let's take that back. This is confirmed from the original director, Tony Cervoni. He recently confirmed that they are in early work on the sequel for the Scoob movie, which is pretty freaking awesome. And then our final piece of movie news has to do with an announcement. And this one might have been something that I let slip through the cracks before because it was relatively minor and there was still a strong possibility it wasn't actually going to see the light of day. Well, now it seems like it is, and that is Tower of Terror. Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't believe we've touched on this in a previous episode, but we could have. The reason we're talking about it today, though, aside from letting you know that it is going to be turned into a movie, the Tower of Terror, you know, the ride at Disneyland, they're turning it into a movie. This is not the first time they've done it. They did it previously in 1997, I want to say. This time, however, one of the producers and the star are both going to be Scarlett Johansson. The 97 version of the movie was very supernatural based. Does not seem that is likely this time around just because of the inclusion of Scarlett Johansson, but we will definitely be keeping tabs on it because it's just kind of a weird thing. But that is everything we have to talk about in movies. And now, the final section, and that is the rumor mill. And actually, the rumor mill, we don't normally get a whole lot of video game rumors. Looks like every one of our rumors, save for a confirmation, a refutation rather, they're all video game related. So, let's dive in. First, we're going to be talking about that refutation, and that refutation has to do with Amber Heard's involvement with Aquaman 2. There were rumors saying that she was going to be fired, replaced, yada, 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 yada. Some of those rumors could still theoretically be true because they didn't say that she was going to be removed from the project. They just said that she was going to have a lesser role. So that could still happen. But it is now official. She is, in fact, going to be in the movie as announced by James Wan and Heard herself and so on and so forth. So, refutation there. Moving into actual rumors, we first have a Quake rumor. So, FPS players from way back in the day on the PC. You might be getting something you've been asking for years. Quake is rumored to be in the works over at id Software. ID, I'm pretty sure they pronounce it as id. It's just the same company that's always had the rights because they created it. Also the same company that created Doom, with Doom getting the popularity that it has with the last two iterations of that game. It only makes sense that something that technically still has like professional tournament players playing it, it only makes sense that they would try and capitalize on that. So I as far as validity of this rumor, I'm gonna put this at about 75, not quite 80, because like it still feels, it's because of the source largely, but it still feels like there is a bit of a possibility this won't happen. But I mean, id wants to make money. Doom kind of needs to take a rest because we have that amazing Doom game out right now. So let them try and make something else amazing. Next, we're talking about Dead Space. This one has actually kind of been brewing for about a month and is going to continue to brew and probably get larger for another month approximately. But sometime in July, we are going to be made aware, apparently, of a new Dead Space game. Now, the rumor does not elaborate on whether or not it's going to be a new entry into the franchise or if it's going to be a reboot entirely. I would honestly not be surprised either way, but because of it, that vagary, and because we have been getting some kind of sort of teases from EA and such, I'm going to give this one a little bit over. Like, I don't necessarily want to go over 50% because of the weak nature of this. It only comes from one source. That one source isn't super great. One source doesn't cite any reasoning behind it. They just say, this is a thing. So we're going to put this one at about 60%. I do see this. It has been a long dormant franchise. Definitely makes sense for them to want to do this. But until we get a little bit more corroborating information, can't go super high. So moving along, we have another Grand Theft Auto 6 rumor. This one not necessarily as impactful as previous Grand Theft Auto rumors we've talked about, but it's interesting. This rumor says that it's not anything to do with the main character. It's not anything to do with the storyline necessarily, but it is to do with maybe somebody who's going to do just a little bit more than a cameo, and that's Dr. Dre. Very interesting. There's a website that seems to be tied to Dr. Dre, like Dr. Dre beats producer guy. There is a website that Take-Two has recently bought. I forget exactly what it is, but it's very similar to a thing that Dre has done. Dre actually did have a cameo in Grand Theft Auto Online very recently, so we know the two of them are working together. This website involvement with a name that sounds very similar to another project he's done seems to imply some sort of variation on that project for the Grand Theft Auto universe. A couple of things swirling around here that kind of definitely corroborate this information, so we're going to put this one up to about 70%. The reason we didn't go any higher than that is largely because of all of the reasons we went that high. Because he has already been in a game. That doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be in another game. Could be that he's going to have another cameo in the same game he was in because it's Grand Theft Auto Online, and you know, that's kind of the nature of an online game. So Grand Theft Auto 6, possibly not. Grand Theft Auto Online, maybe. Moving on, though, because that's all we've got on that one. The final rumor for this rumor mill and the final piece for this episode has to do with Silent Hill. This time, we have actual tease from Konami and Jeff Nile. Knightley, I don't remember. The guy that does the game awards, he's close friends with Hideo Kojima. So he teased a thing on the Twitters, and also before he did, the reason that he teased the thing was because Konami teased a thing as well. So Konami put up an image of Pyramid Head and said coming soon. It was actually Konami Store, not the proper Konami developer Twitter page, but the Konami Store page. So probably very likely a t-shirt or something along those lines, but also possibly a game implication, especially with the Jeff Keighley tease on top of it, him being friends with Kojima kind of fuels this fire. So I'm going to be apprehensive until this happens, but I'm also going to be optimistic that it will happen. Either way, I'm putting this one, oh man, last time I feel like we were in about the 60s, and I really don't feel like we can go any higher than that. So I'm going to say we'll put it at 68%, just because if I go any higher than that, I'm really, really pushing the bounds of logic. But because the logical thing here is that it's going to be some sort of merch and not a new game, especially considering the image that Konami Store posted. It seems to be a graphic tee design and not something implying an actual game. Either way, it's fun to hope and dream, but this also the comes from a couple of different places, and one of those other places implies that PT is also going to be part of this revival, not just the Silent Hills game, but also the playable trailer. So man, at the very least, that's the thing that puts this up over 60%, because that would be just such an amazing thing for Konami to do. But that, guys, is the end of the rumor mill. All of that being said, that is the end of the episode. If you want to go deeper into comics or comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. You can find me on all of the social medias, generally nerdy. I have a nerdy ninja as my logo. If you see that, you're at the right place. Or you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, generally nerdy, for all of the other nerdy things that I do besides just the news, like photography and Comic-Con and so on and so forth, movie reviews, etc., etc. Also, I'm trying to get a couple of interviews with some famous musician types that are very likely going to be coming up here very soon as well. So stay tuned for that. All of that being said, thank you for joining me in this episode, and we will see you next time.